I think we all probably have a little bit of the problem, same problem the apostles did. When they looked at Jesus and what Jesus was trying to tell them, these are the things I expect you to do when I am gone. They probably were looking at him saying, that's impossible. We can't possibly do that with what we have. So we need more faith. We need more faith to be able to do these things. And Jesus said to them, no, you don't. If you had a tiny speck of faith within you, and you truly believed, you could say to that mulberry tree, get up and move into the midst and obey you. That's kind of incredible for us. How does that possibly work? And of course, when we think in these terms, we usually think of things that, well, I would like that mountain moved over 6 feet, and that it should happen right now. What may happen in 10,000 years or so, when nature by its courses maybe moves that mountain a little bit. But we're kind of accustomed, we want things done right now. And I guess what we need to do is have a little bit of an understanding of what faith is. And basically, according to the interpreters that I read recently, faith is the attitude of accepting whatever God says, of doing whatever God asks. So it's kind of an attitude, a gift that he gives to us, first of all, that allows us to form this attitude that what God would ask us to do, or what he reveals to us, we are willing to accept and to do. So we kind of think about that a little bit. It kind of means that we let God take control of quite a bit of ourselves. We allow him to kind of dictate to us, rather than us being in control and we're telling God, well, I want this done this way, I want it done now. It just doesn't work that way. What we are doing is allowing God to direct in his time and in his way. It's like the chosen people. For centuries, they were promised a Messiah. And for centuries, it seemed that nothing happened. But somehow or another, through the prophets, through the patriarchs, through great leaders like Moses, they were able to keep alive this idea that one day, this is going to happen. They had seen marvelous signs that God had done for them. Say the whole Exodus story, what a marvelous, marvelous story that is about how God works, but it's in his own time. It's when he decides it's time, that's when things begin to happen. So the chosen people are constantly reminded by the prophets, remember what God has done for you. Remember what he has promised to you. And it's in that way they kind of kept alive that idea. Not all of them, a lot of them fell away from it and went somewhere else. But the ones who did were rewarded for their faith and their faithfulness to the promises. So anyway, what this gift of faith is, it's our ability to accept whatever God reveals to us, whatever he asks of us. And that we embrace that and are willing to do it as faithful servants. So we say, well, how do you get faith? You don't earn it. There's absolutely nothing you can do to earn faith. That is totally God's gift to us. We don't earn it by good works. We could do all the good works in the world and never get even that mustard seed of faith. It's not the good works that produce faith. It is faith that leads us to do good works. So we sometimes get that kind of twisted up. We think if we pray a lot and if we do all of these wonderful things for people, it's wonderful that we do them, but that still does not gain faith for us. That is a result of us having faith. So it's kind of a different twist for us. We think all of this is in our control. And the beginning is that it is God's gift. With that, we can't do a thing to earn faith. It is totally God's gift to us. So we say, though, well then how do we make faith grow? And I guess essentially what it comes down to is simply doing what God asks us to do. And we do that by we learn it. It's kind of like that seed that is planted, and St. Paul says it's that flame, that faith that needs to be fanned into a flame. And that happens by our parents, by our brothers and sisters, by friends, good friends, by our teachers, by our preachers. They teach us and fan that little tiny bit of spark of faith that is in us so that it begins to grow. So parents, I guess sometimes parents don't realize what an exceedingly important role they play in forming the child in faith. It's absolutely essential if that's going to happen. You know, so many times we go through the process of celebrating the sacrament of baptism, a beautiful sacrament, by which we're all incorporated into this body of a heavenly kingdom, a heavenly home. And if we do not have faith before that, it is given to us through our baptism. But what happens so many times is nothing. So we have the beautiful baptismal ceremony and have a big party afterward, but then nothing happens. There's nothing to nurture that faith, to fan it into flame. Where a mother, a father, or brother, a sister sits down with a child from very early years to teach them who God is, what God does, and just help that child to get an idea that this is somebody extraordinary, somebody very special that we work hard in our lifetime to be pleasing to, and that he will teach us and guide us, and that we trust in him. We put a lot of trust in what he can do. But if nobody does that, that tiny grain, that tiny spark of faith that is given, really to be fanned into life. So we understand that's part of that growth process. And for us, it's by doing good things. Faith prompts you to do good things. The fact that you want to go visit a friend who is sick or a family member who is sick, and that you want to go spend time, that's a gift, that's a faith nudging you to do something, to serve that person. Maybe to help a neighbor, help somebody who is poor, who just needs somebody to be kind to them. It could be anything. Maybe it's somebody that is kind of lost, is looking for somebody to talk to about what is the meaning of all of this stuff. But so many times as Catholics, we're reluctant to do that. Well, I don't talk about my faith with people. I don't talk about church with other people. But we need to. Pope Francis says that's the way our faith, that spark that's in us of faith, that's the way it is fanned into flame. When we talk about it, when we share it with other people, that's how it grows. So families do that with their children. We do it with our extended family, our friends, our neighbors, our schoolmates, our coworkers, whatever it may be. And they will see in you if you believe. And if you believe, they will come to you and want to talk to you about issues with anybody else. But they see something in you that gives them a hint that maybe something good can happen by this conversation. So we also learn a great deal more about our faith and grow in our faith by the study of the sacred scriptures, by simply reading them sometimes, just prayerfully reading them. You don't have to read 10 pages. You don't have to read a book. Just maybe a few lines you that you want to think about, that you think is important for you to reflect on just a little bit. We learn that's the way our faith also grows. When we receive the Eucharist, we put our faith in the fact that we are receiving within ourselves the body and blood of Jesus Christ. And that he, by that presence, he can nurture and feed that spark of faith that is within us. They give the example all the time of Mother Teresa, since she's somebody we all seem to know about, a lot about. Somebody who's just recently canonized as a saint, who just recently died. But she started off, she felt a call in her vocation. She felt a call to not only to enter religious life, but she felt a need to serve the poor. And so she did it. She committed her entire life to serving the poor. She started religious communities who continue that kind of work throughout the world. So here's a simple little faith-filled nun who by her works was able to move that mulberry tree into the midst of the sea. She has thousands who now continue the work that she felt was so important in her life. You have somebody like St. Francis, centuries ago, who still has tremendous influence in the spiritual life of thousands and thousands and thousands of people. He simply, by a simple life, totally committed to Christ and God's people. He committed himself, started off very simply, dumping everything he had, all his wealth, even his clothing, and taking off by himself. Only with that spark of faith that was within him. And look what he accomplished. He moved more than a mulberry tree. He moved a mountain into the sea. So we have to see that, you know, faith is not going to be poured on us in super abundance where all of a sudden everything is just perfect and you know, and we see things like God sees things and everything's going to be wonderful and perfect in every way. It just doesn't happen that way. That's not the way God works. He said, if you have just that spark, it can be fanned into a flame, warm not only you, but the world. So our faith is a gift, a precious gift. But if we don't do something with it, it's like the child who's baptized, but nobody ever talks about our Lord. Nobody ever talks to the child about who God is or what God does or how he really loves and cares for that child. If the child never hears anything like that, that spark is never going to be fanned into flame. And it means that we have to be willing, as Pope Francis said, we have to be willing to talk to people about what we believe. We have to be willing to share with people what we believe. And when we do that, then that spark that is within us, that tiny seed, will be able to move that mulberry tree.